Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN's At the Track, the show that covers the roots of racing. PRN's At the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. By Mahindra Tractors. Find a dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Now here's the host of PRN's At the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN's At the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Illinois' Austin Becerra about winning the Clash at the Coast. Then we'll speak with Cole Kirkman, the Indiana driver that won the Midwest Winter Nationals. And we'll have a conversation with USCS Sprint Car points leader, no panic, Davey Franek. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Ohio at Painesville, the big Enduro, Eric Johnson won that one. The Micros were in Meeker, Oklahoma. Shelby Hinton and Sean Mahaffey amongst the winners. Georgia for the Southern Nationals. Brandon Overton and Will Harrington scoring big wins, as did Chris Fergie Time Ferguson at the Southern All-Star Race at Cherokee, South Carolina. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner of Clash at the Coast for the IMCA Modifieds, Illinois' Austin Becerra. And Austin, I think the last time you were on, you started somewhere around, the end of the pack and worked your way up to the front. And am I correct, you started about the same distance back at a championship race and won this thing down there in North Florida?
Yep. Actually, the last time we'd done it was from 19th, and this time we got to try it from 24th and was able to make it happen again.
Well, Austin, your fans, me included, we bite our nails when you're having to go through traffic like that. 29th next time doesn't make us any happier. Let's go up and qualify better. How did you end up back there like that?
Well, the way they done it, we drew out of 1 through 100 on the first night, and we drew a 12. So we started up front, the first night at Southern Raceway, and the next night we was out of the bad bucket. So we drew from 50 on back to 100. And we drew a 59 and put me starting sixth in my heat race. And we went off into turn one, and a guy got in there hot and smoked us in the left front wheel and kind of got us about half a track behind them guys and never had a yellow. And just, we finally caught the tail end of the field there at the heat race, end of the heat race. And by then it was too late and we were kind of struggling a little bit. And so we had to come out of a V main and we started sixth in that. Had some misfortunes in front of us that helped us out along the way because I was beginning to wonder if we was going to make the show. And we ended up making it to second, which only the top two made it in. And I was in the last B main, so that put me starting last on the field. So we started 24th.
24th to first. He wins 3 out of the 4 races to claim the Clash at the Coast championship down there for the IMCA Modifieds. Austin Becerra, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So you got 24 or 23 cars or so in front of you that you've got to pass. Where was it quick and easy? How do you slice through a field like that, especially not at one of your home tracks like the last time when you started 19th and won? How are you able to make these moves when all we hear about is aero and this and that, can't pass, tracks are too slick, too dry? What was your recipe for making it from 24th?
Well, we was actually out there rolling the track in before the race, and they'd had the track set up a little bit more racier the last night versus the night before. And I was kind of packing in the high side, and I knew when we went green, I was going to go in there and blast the outside. And we passed like 5 of them on the first lap, and caution come out. Half them guys end up back in front of me. So we just went back at it after we went green again, and was all over really. And caution come out 6 laps in, and we'd made it up to 10th. And so we come from 24th to 10th in 6 laps, and we had several cautions after that that kind of got us into the top two by the next caution, and we've set ourselves up for being in contention for the win. And went in there on the bottom and passed the guy for the lead, and the caution come out, and I was thinking, well, he's probably not going to let me do that again. And so we went green again, and we had another caution, and the same thing happened. I went in there and passed him, and I was like, there's no way he's going to let me do it a third time. And, well, I was able to do it a third time and got the lead to lead the last 4 laps of the race. And Drew Jansen come in a late charge, almost a slider for the win, and left me a lane on the outside and raced me really clean. And it was pretty sweet to be able to take the victory.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you raced pretty clean your way up from that 24 starting spot. Our guest, the amazing Austin Becerra, who no matter where he starts, usually finds his way up to the top of the podium. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You know, I heard you make the comment it was a little more racy for the final than the day before. The definition of racy to me means, you know, great popcorn, a great dog, and, you know, an ice cold beverage to watch good racing. But from a driver's standpoint, what do you define a racier track from one night to the next?
Well, they had a lot more moisture they put in to start the race. But down there, things are a lot different because it's like we're racing in sand. I mean, it makes the track real dirty. They don't clean up. Like the night before, the track was dirty in our heat races and kind of blew off and got down to the hard surface and cleaned off so we could actually race all over it. And that night, I mean, we could race all over it. It had some grip around the bottom. It was black through the middle, but it was dirty from the bottom having traction. And it was just a lot faster racetrack the last night. And so we struggled in our heat races being able to come through the field and the B main even, and just the feature. I mean, the car was just like identical setup to the night before. The track just kind of come to us and was able to charge from the rear to the front.
Where does this one stack up? Where does the Clash Trophy end up at your place?
We're going to have to hang her in the shop. You know, we won a surfboard and three wakeboards while we were down there. And the night we didn't win, we come from ninth to challenge for the win on the last lap, come home second. We definitely won't forget, you know, a very successful week. You don't know what to really expect, and our expectations were definitely exceeded.
Austin Becerra, a winner at the Clash at the Coast. He's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Austin, congrats. Thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This is Tony Stewart. You know me as a champion and a Tough competitor, so I'm excited to partner with Mahindra Tractors, the official tractor of Tough and Stewart Haas Racing. This year, you'll find NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe on the track in our number 14 Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang, and you'll find me driving a Mahindra tractor on my own land. So cheer on the number 14 Mahindra Tractors car, then race into your local Mahindra dealer or visit MahindraUSA.com. Tell them Smoke sent you.
Your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2 times O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download it today for station listings and on-demand access for your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with a PRN mobile app. Download today, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
The Coca-Cola 600 represents everything that's great about America. It's 600 miles of wheel-to-wheel NASCAR action and heart-pounding excitement from sunup to sundown. It's a salute to the troops on Memorial Day weekend. It's a fun family outing for fans of all ages. Visit CharlotteMotorspeedway.com to get your tickets today. Kids get in for just $10. The Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. In-store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the Midwest Winter Nationals at DuCoin, Illinois, Cole Kirkman from Kokomo, Indiana. Hey, Cole, welcome to the show. I remember stopping at an O'Reilly Auto Parts store there in Kokomo. Is it still there? You ever been?
Oh, yeah. Been there a couple times.
And what a great deal. Kokomo, such a cool location. A lot of great racing there. And our guest, Cole Kirkman, on the line after going across the state line and picking up a couple of non-winged micro wins. So I think the audience kind of understands a micro is a motorcycle engine, version-ish of a midget. But help us understand A-Class versus Outlaw. Is there a dramatic difference in them for such?
Outlaw is 640cc, 600 micro motor. And then A-Class is supposed to be a stock off-the-bike motor with no modifications. Just take it and put it on the bike. You can obviously run different injections and stuff like that, but they're supposed to be stock motors, but the Outlaw class is pretty much open. Just you have to be within that 640cc limit.
You know, I know drivers love speed, so the Outlaw class, I would guess, is one thing. But, you know, with the A-Class, they're all based on pretty much equal engines. Is there more pride in winning something that's kind of stock for everybody, or is it the Outlaw thrill of speed? Which one gets Cole Kirkman a little more excited?
The Outlaw is always more exciting, just because it's supposed to be the premier class. The A-Class... both the cars are, you know, pretty equal in speed, especially on a little joint like that. So the A-Class is always fun, but the Outlaw is definitely the premier class that you definitely want to win.
Cole Kirkman on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So on top of the win in the Outlaw class, you had a Lucas Oil Series late model guy behind you who happened to also win the A-Class winged main event, Ricky Thornton Jr. from another Indiana racer. What was that like to battle with? I wouldn't imagine you guys crossed paths that much. So did you... How do you figure out where he's going to try to make his move, you racing him? I know drivers like to know who's around them. Was it kind of weird having a late model guy chasing you in his Outlaw non-wing?
Ricky ran quite a bit at my home track, US24, last year. I actually got to race with him quite a few times, and I've actually kind of learned how he races, and he's one of the best, and he's one of the cleanest, too.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's great to hear the classes coordinating and such, and US24 is such a neat track there in north central Indiana, just kind of northish from Kokomo. And on the line from Kokomo is the Midwest Winter Nationals winner, to coin from last week, Cole Kirkman. Your life in general made a fun change last November as your son Kaysen was born. What's that transition been like to go from, you know, the hardcore racer and now your dad with the diapers and such?
Yeah, it's definitely been a change, but I'm loving every minute of it. I wouldn't change it for the world.
And do we already have him picked to be a micro driver? Is he going to go IndyCar? Is he late model? What, where do you, you know, do you start putting up posters in there? Hopefully he'll see this and, you know, want to become Davenport or something.
I'm going to let him do whatever he wants with racing, but I'm definitely going to start him young as long as he's interested, and we'll go from there, and whatever path he wants to go down the racing path, we'll definitely let him. His mom actually races motocross stuff, so we'll see which path he wants to go down.
Wow. I guess to go with mom, two wheels and jumping, or dad and out there. Boy, that's a lifestyle that I think a lot of folks would want. Cole Kirkman, dad to Kaysen Kirkman, is on the profabrication.com hotline. How'd you get your start?
I got my start when I was 9 in the restricted class. My dad had been running micro since I was about 3, and they got me one when I was 9 and let me start turning some laps in the restricted class.
What do you remember of that day? Was it all excited, man, I can't wait till dad pulls up to the track? Or was it like, oh, man, you know, where did you fit in that?
That was one of the most exciting days of my life. I had begged for it since I was probably 5 years old that I wanted to get in a race car, and I wanted to get in a race car. So that day was one of the most exciting days of my life.
Well, you know how, and we're on the line with Cole Kirkman chatting about the first time he ever got in a race car to practice and become a driver and the winning driver at the Midwest Winter Nationals that he is. You know, parents always throw you that rule up. You got to do this. You got to make your bed. You got to eat your vegetables. You got to get a B or better. You know, did you have any of those before they would take you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely had the grades. It was always if I didn't have a certain grade, you know, I wasn't allowed to go, or or if I was bad, you know, something like that, then they might not let me go. But most of the time I went racing. I don't think I ever had an issue where I didn't have the grades or something like that, but I did have those stipulations.
Well, and it seemed to work out and produce a smart young man and a winning race driver, Cole Kirkman from Kokomo, Indiana, the Midwest Winter Nationals winner at DeKalb last weekend. Racing heroes, especially in Indiana, man, you got so many people to pick from. There's so many ways to go. What was, besides Dad, I'm sure following in Dad's footsteps be one of them, but who was the other person that you put their picture up on the wall in the bedroom as a young man?
Some of the people I've always looked up to is like Dave Darlin, Tyler Courtney, and all those guys. Cause I mean, they grew up racing around here and I can watch them. I can still watch Tyler and all them continue to grow in their racing.
And those are two good ones. And another good one, young Cole Kirkman on the profabrication.com hotline, Midwest Winter Nationals winner, multi-time winner at tracks in the area, US 24, Circus City, which I know has a new name, but where can folks find out more about Cole Kirkman when they look online? Where can they check you out and follow?
We actually have a Cole Kirkman Motorsports page. We don't use it as much as we need to, but we typically post our schedule there every year at least.
And can you put up a couple of shots of Kaysen? I'm sure all the you know, moms and dads out there would love to see the little rascal as he grows.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely get that done.
Cole Kirkman, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us, Cole. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
It's a Lone Star Tradition, a race weekend featuring the NTT IndyCar and NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series April 1st and 2nd. Lone Star Bedlam erupts Saturday as veteran Truck Series driver Matt Crafton leads the pack in the SpeedyCash.com 250. Then it's the can't-miss 220-mile-per-hour Lone Star Battle Sunday featuring Joseph Newgarden, Pato O'Ward, and more. Go to TexasMotorSpeedway.com for tickets. Parking is free, and you can bring a cooler.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Speedway Children's Charities was really started out of a really sad time in life for our family. My young brother died as an infant, and you know, out of that pain came the desire for my parents to do something to help children. My mom and dad weren't really happy with just giving money to an organization. They really wanted to be more hands-on and see that every dollar was put to the best use.
We take charities that otherwise may not get the attention from other donors, and we provide funds to them.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission
is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Because their future
is our future.
And there's still so much they can teach us.
Visit SpeedwayCharities.org.
Brought to you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the USCS Sprint Car Series point leader in their winter heat, Davey Franek from Wantage, New Jersey. And hey, Davey, welcome to the show. It's been a good year to back up last year's championship, Hattiesburg and Hendry County victories. What are those tracks like? We don't get to see Hendry County. I know every now and then somebody will tell us it's kind of a sandy surface, but how does Hattiesburg connect and such? You dominated both races. So what was the track texture like that we can kind of feel?
Well, I mean, it's basically like going to the Jersey Shore and and taking your car out there and ripping around. It's definitely challenging. It's something that we don't really run across too much up here in the Northeast, you know, just totally different texture, obviously. But you know, you just kind of do some different things with the tires, do some different things with the motor, do some different things with the chassis, and you try to adjust so fast, you know. It's definitely challenging.
Well, challenging, but this year backing up last year's championship, Davey Franek's on top of the points and hoping to run the table to be able to take home his second USCS Sprint Car Series Winter Heat Championship, and he's well on his way to doing that. A couple more races this coming weekend, and then hopefully have that crown to run up through the exit on New Jersey's Turnpike back home. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. One of the interesting things that always catches our listeners' ears are the different nicknames, and we've never had a guy named No Panic. And how did you get the No Panic Davey Franek name?
Basically, back in the day, we were running micros with the 270s, you know, Linda's, Borgers, you know, down in Delaware a little bit. And Borgers was racing on Tuesday nights and Saturday nights. They had a double header going on during the summertime. So we wound up racing Tuesday night. We won. And then we backed it up on Saturday night with another win. And my good buddy Lenny Sammons, who's the owner of Area Auto Racing News, the headlines read, No Panic for Franek back in Victory Lane at Borgers. And kind of ever since then, it kind of stuck.
Lenny Sammons is a legend, and Area Auto Racing News, one of those go-to publications week after week, and still love what they do. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline is, as they said on Area Auto Racing News, No Panic, Davey Franek. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. The tracks that you raced at with the different dirt and things like that, is the key or part of the key the prep and the maintenance between all the races that you have to run there with the different, you know, soils going into the different parts of the engine and the car itself? How do you keep the maintenance up when you're trying to go hotel to hotel?
It's definitely challenging. You know, we have a very, very strict maintenance program, and my crew chief, Ryan, you know, he's been on the road now for about 2 months, and he came on board a couple of years ago, and he just does an amazing job. You know, nothing's overlooked, but it's very tedious. You know, you get to these car washes at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning after you get done for the night. And basically, you know, you have a headlamp on top of your head because usually the lighting's not too well in some of these car washes. And, you know, you just do the best you can and just wipe down and go over all the heims and pull stuff apart and, you know, that kind of nature.
Wow, got a lot to do after Victory Lane. It's still not done before you get to the next track. Davey Franek showing that the maintenance and all that prep work and his crew and crew chief really have him on a great path once again. The 2022 USCS Winter Heat Champion and now the points leader here in 2023. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Davey Franek. So when we get... You know, whatever, you finish this season, it looks good again, and you head back home, how does the rest of the year play out? Where do you start to look for more victories?
You know, we're probably going to get started a little bit with the 410. We have plans to run with the All-Stars a little bit more this year, you know, as long as our motors, you know, stay together, obviously. So we're going to run with the All-Stars a little bit more. We're going to race with ESS. We're going to race with URC. And then kind of just bounce around. You know, it's very good that they opened up the border at Canada. You know, obviously in years past due to the pandemic and stuff like that, that was all closed down. So we couldn't go to the Oshawegan Nationals and whatnot. And that was always a good time, and it paid very well. So we'll be going back up to Canada and then basically just bouncing around throughout the year.
You go to so many different tracks in so many different states and the surfaces, and I'm sorry to keep focusing on it, but it seems like it's really interesting how you're able to adapt and compete in the broad range of surfaces. What do you do when you get to a track? Do you just walk out and start, you know, feeling your fingers in the dirt and seeing what it's like? How does somebody, you know, pull up to a track that you've never been at and start to, you know, dissect what you're going to be able to do to make it work with your race car?
Yeah, and you basically hit the nail on the head. That's kind of what you do. You get to the racetrack, you go out, you basically just walk out in the middle of it, you pick up a lump of clay or sand or whatever it might be, you kind of roll it around in your hand, you know, you look at the track and then you say, okay, this surface is comparable to, you know, this track we were at and the size is comparable to this track. And then you kind of just take everything and try to put it together the best you can and go out for warm-ups and kind of roll with it from there on out.
Davey Franek, the points leader in the USCS Sprint Car Series, is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, giving us a really good education on what it takes to be such a broad-based racer out there in the different surfaces and textures and such. Is there some tracks, towards the next part of the racing season that you'll be going after, looking, you know, like a place that you want to go, somewhere that you haven't been yet that you've got your eyes on?
You know, we're going to try to get out to Attica in Ohio for the All-Star opener in a couple weeks. I think that's the first week of April. So I'm excited to try to get out there, maybe do some racing out in Ohio. That's one area I've never really been out. I've been to a couple tracks, but nothing, you know, way out in Ohio. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, I mean, basically when you're traveling the road the way we do, you basically have seen every track surface. You know, you go from Florida Sand to Hattiesburg Clay to, you know, Magnolia and everything in between.
Well, he's a guy that knows how to get it done no matter what the surface. Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, Davey Franek. Davey, where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, we have a great Facebook page, Davey Franek Racing. We also have a Twitter, Instagram. We've been posting a lot. We've been doing a lot of, giveaways and stuff like that. We just got fresh merch in about a month ago. So we've been posting that. And, you know, everybody that checks in, we do a drawing, you know, about once a month, kind of put some names in a hat, you know, anybody that comments on a photo. And then we pull a random name and give away some free stuff. So always keep an eye out for that.
Awesome. Davey Franek, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Tony Stewart. You know me as a champion and a tough competitor, so I'm excited to partner with Mahindra Tractors, the official tractor of Tough and Stewart Haas Racing. This year, you'll find NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe on the track in our number 14 Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang, and you'll find me driving a Mahindra tractor on my own land. So cheer on the number 14 Mahindra Tractors car, then race into your local Mahindra dealer or visit MahindraUSA.com. Tell them Smoke sent you.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski. Thanks for listening to Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on ZMAX Racing Country.
Let's go to Nashville. It's Kathy and Gary Allen.
What are your de-stressors?
Chiropractor's huge for me. To me, that's like a massage.
What do they work on you?
My neck, my back. Because I fly a lot, I feel like up in between my shoulders is always really tight and from playing guitar.
ZMAX Racing Country. Music from the fast lane.
You think of all the things that really just in the last 25 years have happened, the champions that we've seen. That's what I think is really cool about it.
I just believe the addition of Kyle Busch to RCR and what I saw at the tail end of last year, I think Austin Dillon could win three or four races this year.
When I think of somebody that's a mortal lock, I think of somebody that has great consistency. And there are only four drivers right now that have been in five championship four playoff races.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Brought to you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. Plenty of things happening in the grassroots racing world. Tracks opening up, tracks getting their first practices underway, national events starting to happen here or there. Get out, support grassroots racing. These early races are super special. First points night, new cars on the track, old cars looking better than they ever have. Perfect way for you to support grassroots racing. Thank you for listening. I'm Letty Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN's At the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. By Mahindra Tractors. Find a dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. This is PRN. The Performance Racing Network.